Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Hey everybody, this is Spike Ferguson from Spike's Car Radio. We're out here in the porch of at the Malibu Kitchen at the Malibu Country Mart every weekend doing podcasts. My first guest is Jerry Seinfeld. He's right here. We're going to have Jeremy Piven. We're going to have Chris Hardwick. See you soon on Spike's Car Radio.
I think he's over-projecting for a podcast.
And I love to over-project for podcasts. Join me every week at PodcastOne.com and Apple Podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday version of... What's it called?
Ace on the Roof!
Ace on the House, Ace on the Roof, Ace on the Ace.
I'll say Ace on something.
And neither of us are Ace. I'm Ray, and
I'm
that's Eric.
Yeah.
What's happening,
hey,
man?
I'm just here to wish you a happy 4th of July.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
Be careful out there.
Yeah, you know why? Because I got to tell you, I was in Lac de Flambeau, Wisconsin years ago at a fireworks display, and they shot all these fireworks out into the lake, where and there was like a proscenium bowl where you could view them, and one of them went off, and everyone was like, Jesus, that was like a military, what happened? Next day in the paper, I read somebody shot the firework into a boat and killed somebody.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Right? Don't do that, because that's not fun. And also, kids, when you light in the M80s and the Black Cats and the stuff you get across the border when you go buy your fireworks, you got to be sensible. You don't want to blow the hand off.
Well, I always did the, what are those things called? Not the spark, where you shoot them. Come on,
oh,
man.
Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets
yeah.
are the best.
I got to where I could time, do you remember the M80s?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those are like a quarter stick of dynamite, man. I could blow stuff up.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything, right?
I mean, love blowing things
here's
up.
Here's the thing, though. Don't wear nylon. When you're doing the bottle rocket,
wait. This has completely ruined my 4th of July nylon
outfit
that I was going to
wear. Where you're going to catch fire? Yeah. Where you're going to become a pyre yourself?
That's correct.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I've burned myself badly with that. Not by the firework, by the fucking, I mean by the darn nylon.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Ace on the House, we got to support. Thank you for supporting our show, obviously. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe and click through the Amazon link. Twitter at aceontheHouse, Facebook.com/aceontheHouse. Follow Ray Old Hoffer. Follow Eric at Eric Stromer. And remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes because that helps.
Do that all again. You did it all in one breath.
I'm turning into one of those dudes that can like talk fast in the commercials to read about all the symptoms that happen when
at
you take the drug.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, may cause it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like amazing. And we want to thank Matt.
Yeah,
Matt,
we
thank
do.
You for
God,
being
we want to thank him.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Happy,
you know?
Happy almost 4th of July.
I know. What are you going to do?
Well, wife and I are thinking about going to San Diego. We're still trying to figure that out, but most of you
Wait. Hold the phone. You're not going to grill the delicious meats?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That may be part of it, too. We're okay. Still a little up in the air, but I do know I have a 4-day weekend, and I plan to take full advantage of it.
Don't you think that...
It's going to be great.
Now, Adam's calling in on
part of this whole thing about the 4th of July for me is like grilling, making the bratwurst. I do the bratwurst every year because I love the bratwurst. I soak them in the beer and the onions and the red and green peppers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right? And then I throw the beer-soaked brat onto the grill. Right?
Oh.
and then I put them back in the sauce and then back on the it's like dunking. It's like dunking.
It's like Brower's dunking. Matt's about the orgasm. Keep talking. Go.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. I'm glad my plans are open because I'm coming over and yeah, you're going to show me how to do that.
Come on, let's go. Wait till you see my shorts for grilling.
And want to thank Kaylin for being here.
Heck yeah, we do.
Thank you guys.
Hey, we were up in Seattle.
I wanted to thank them for bringing you back. Get him to the Greek. Ask, you know, apparently they had to grab you and bring you back home on the plane.
Who told you?
I just heard from a... I'm just glad you're here, man.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, congratulations.
My superhero of the day and, you know, a Jew to boot, I have to really thank Dylan. Dylan bailed me out. Mm-hmm. Dylan really saved me.
How do you do it?
I knew I was wonky, and I spotted me some Dylan, and I go, Dylan, here's the deal. You got to get me in a car. You got to get me back to the hotel now.
And were you feeling like wonky from too much of the imbibement or just?
Oh no, I don't. Yeah, no, I was fine. I was fine. No, I think I
prescription
may have had,
meds.
What you know? What I did a tally in my head. No, I didn't do any of that. I did a tally in my head. What do you? How many libations do you think I consume, Matt? Take a guess.
Upwards of 20.
I'd say double that.
40?
Yeah.
All I know is when I got to the parking lot here at 9 a.m., before we even left for the airport, everyone had mimosas in their hands. Ray was already holding court, fucking screaming at everybody.
Yes,
I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a long day.
We're in for a long day.
Congratulations.
And boy, was it.
It was.
Man.
It really was.
But we all had a good time.
But the fans were fantastic, I hear.
Yeah, they were. They were very complimentary to us, my friend.
That's fantastic. Great. Yeah.
It kind of made me. Nice? It made me smile, and then I had it over
then
my
had
eyes.
Over, then you had to over drink.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
there was one female fan who came out to me who told me that Ray had called her a lesbian and that she wanted to kick him in the dick. I believe is what she said to me.
Well, that dyke can calm down. Just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Was she straight?
Yeah, she was
until that night.
And I might point out, she was like ready. She was starting to throw punches. She was.
What, she was coming after
up.
Me?
She was getting heated up.
Well, yeah.
Which Anytime. One was that?
Yeah, you know.
Listen, you know what I've done with some of my
Which
kids.
Which one? Like it was common.
In some of my kids' birthday parties, I have Ray come over, and it's not a pinata, it's kick Ray in the dick, and the little kids just try and kick him in the dick.
Yep. It's a fun game for all kids to play.
Fun for everyone. Really?
I think there's also video footage of you on an airplane licking someone's face.
Oh, the small Asian lady who was sleeping next to me?
Yes.
How did she taste, by the way?
She was good.
Oh, God.
She was nice. And her husband was sleeping next to her. I was going to do something really weird, but I thought it would be too
something
weird.
Something really
weird. Yeah, yeah. More weird than that.
Like, I was going to, like, turn around and drop trowel and have my... I was going to do some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still like 7.
But the good news is that you thought you thought better of it.
Yeah.
That's good.
I sure did.
Yeah, because otherwise we'd be doing a very special edition.
Sir, can you get off the plane? I didn't want to hear that. Oh, why? You can't do that.
No, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay. Oh, and then, by the way, what about coming in? We had to wait, you know, that was as long as the flight. Because you taxi.
We hit
traffic. Thank you, L.A. You hit traffic on the tarmac.
Yeah, how about that new airport remodel, right? You know,
it's a
absolute absurdity, isn't it? And
what's
going on with the restaurant in the iconic structure restaurant in the center of the airport that's completely vacant?
Right.
Why is it vacant? No one can go there?
I feel like it was like a security thing, I thought, after like a bunch of terrorist attacks. I think they just don't want people in there. But, I mean, I truthfully don't know.
Interesting.
Hey, I think what Ray was talking about, though, is after we landed, the, like, I don't know exactly what it was.
Taxied.
Like the accordion thing that's supposed to attach
and that
to
thing
the plane
broke.
And so everyone had to sit in the plane for an extra, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh,
while
I hate
waiting.
That.
You know, everyone just wants to get off the plane.
I know. Point. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was a long
We made
day.
It.
We did.
We're no worse for wear. Well, actually, I am.
We on the staff? We came right here to the studio, and we did shows for you people out there.
That's right. That's the commitment.
That's the commitment.
Am I right?
That's called you're on air in 3 minutes. You better get back. That's what that's called my job.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was brutal. Hey, can we help anybody, Matt, or maybe not? Hey, can I ask you a big favor, Kaylin? Can you grab my coffee out of my truck because I forgot it?
Yeah, he's going to help me put up a video question for you guys first, though, and then he
or
will
tell Dylan
ahead.
To hey, please, please.
I got to tell. I got to tell you. Maybe you've come across this issue, but I'm going through this right now. So I have
menopause.
Menopause. No, I've got this situation where I'm remodeling this big old house. There's a feral cat family.
Ooh.
That the old owners were feeding. So it's a mom and like five kitten babies and then a dad and like a cousin or something, right? They're coming to tent the house tomorrow to do the fumigation for termite and the cats will die. So I had to now...
Did you get the traps?
I got the traps. They would not get in the trap cage. So then I just started putting their food out further into the yard and getting it away from the house structure, right? Because if they tent and the cats go in, they're done.
Yeah.
Like instantly.
They're gone.
So
how about like air horn or something to get clear them?
Today, I'm going to clear them, you know, and keep pushing them back further and further with the cat food. But it's like, you know, now it's on me that I'm a cat killer if they don't stay out from underneath the damn house. You know what I mean?
It's a tough one.
I feel terrible.
I feel badly hearing the story.
Isn't it awful?
What are you going to do?
I've been moving the food back further and further. And then when the guys start to tent, I'm going to, you know, I know the head count. And then I've blocked all the vents on the house.
So they can't get back under?
Keep in mind, I'm supposed to be remodeling the fucking house.
Hold on, I got to do this.
Hold on, I got to find the kitten, you know.
Hey, I've had feral cat.
Have you had
that?
Have you had that happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it took over 2 months to get all the cats out. I mean, because, you know, the situation I was in and my situation, there were like, I'd say 20 feral cats.
So were they on property that you were living in or working on?
Working.
Okay, all right.
Working. And the dude that fed them like pigeons.
Right.
You know, he'd just go out there and just throw food everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They'd all come. And then they'd all go and, you know, it smelled, oh, my God.
So I've done research, right, just on how to deal with this, call the ASPCA and all that stuff. But they take many, many days to get there.
Sure.
I got the cage. The cage didn't work. And then I do all this reading, and apparently feral cats, like, take out so many millions of birds a year that it's, like, messing up the balance of birds.
Really?
Totally.
Wow.
So then I start to say to myself, you know.
What, open like, hunting like, season kind of
I
thing?
Like birds.
I can
like
do that. No. I mean, when I was a child, BB gun-wise, I did kill a bird. And after that...
Did you throw the gun down and start crying like I did?
I cried, yeah.
I cried, too.
I cried.
I did the same thing.
I killed the bird, so and then I was so shameful, and I was just... Yeah.
I was exactly... Really? Are you me?
Maybe.
What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I bawled.
Did you ever kill a bird accidentally or on purpose trying to shoot it with a BB gun?
No, I ran over a squirrel once when I was a kid. That was pretty, not a kid, but I was 16, 17. That was pretty devastating. But
yeah.
I don't think I ever hit a bird. But I do remember the episode of The Simpsons. Bart Simpson did it.
Of course, yeah.
It's classic.
And, you know, I was hit by a deer once in my car. The deer ran into me.
The deer was driving a car.
The deer was running across the highway
insane.
And ran into my car.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
What are you going to do? Hey, I got to tell you something. The thing that I always think of when I think of Denny's is like late nights in high school having a great meal with my friends or hanging out in the Denny's when my first kid was about to be born, which is right by the hospital. It's an amazing place, man. America can come to that
iconic
place for breakfast, lunch, dinner dishes, whatever you want, whenever you crave it. Denny's on demand, same, always open. Philosophy now is online. You can actually order food online from Denny's. Quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of your favorite menu items all day, every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Dinner favorites at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app. Order from everyday menu or the new fresh picked flavors. You know, everybody now in the restaurant game is getting into the healthy stuff, right? So now you've got healthy options at the Denny's. So check out things like chopped kale or grilled chicken salad. Limited time items are on the menu, but do it while you can. Denny's, check it out.
Yeah, but I much prefer the fattening stuff for myself.
I like the things with
extra syrup
and gravy things.
Yeah.
Anytime you got
gravy,
syrup and gravy,
yeah,
it's all
butter.
Good. Things that are extra, fine.
Yeah. Love all that stuff.
Love it. Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
Oh, wow. We got some people to help. We got the board is lighting up, as they say in the pod game.
Which one you want?
Huh?
Who?
Want Justin and your Belinda. No. Let's go to Montreal first.
All right. Yeah.
That's an international call.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
What's happening, Bill?
Billy, Montreal, international Bill.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
No worries.
So I've got this this thing behind my house. It's kind of like an elevated deck, but below it has been enclosed as a garage. The whole thing is made out of that green pressure-treated lumber.
Oh.
And it's in the alley, right? So it gets graffitied all the time, which drives my wife nuts. And sanding spray paint off of pressure-treated it always leaves some of it there. She wants me to paint it, and it's got a lot of lattice. I've painted lattice before. It made me want to kill myself.
Ugh. Not easy.
Paint it or stain it?
No. I think, first of all, don't sand it anymore unless you got a respirator with cans, because that stuff has arsenic in it.
Yeah, it's treated. Right.
So don't mess with that. And then I think, to your wife's point, you know, graffiti is really tough unless you've got a neutral base on the thing people are spraying, so you can then always have the gallon of paint and be like, oh God, the Crips were here again. Let's go ahead and roll it out. You know what I mean? It feels like that might be an easier deal than...
What's up with you and the Crips, bro?
Well, you know, Crips, Bloods, West Side, you know, that whole thing. What do you think, Raymond?
There's that... I've actually, on brick and block and concrete, done that graffiti, anti-graffiti.
Yeah.
You know, that coating?
With the gloss coating, yeah.
Yeah. But it looks heavy. It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And then you can just wash it off. Uh-huh. And there's two types. One, you can get one wash off.
Yeah.
And then you have to reapply.
Yeah.
And then the super expensive one, which you can just continually wash off.
But it wouldn't work over lumber.
I don't know. And besides that, it wouldn't. I don't think it would look good. You know, I think, to your point, just get... you know, 20 gallons of whatever paint.
Yeah.
And just keep it on
hand. And if you have the lattice, you know, rent a sprayer for a half day, man. You can literally just blast the whole thing a color and be done with it. I would do that.
Are they tagging the lattice?
No, luckily. Lower down, it's just these big planks.
Yeah. Right. Just give them like a neutral. I think a neutral color that you can stock, because they're gonna only stop when they grow up and get the mess out of your neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you're giving them a new palette every time. You know, it's
like you're helping them out. Are you in Montreal, Canada?
Yeah.
Oh man, we're so excited that we've got an international call. So I can't believe there's gangbangers in Montreal, eh?
Yeah, I live in the middle of downtown, so I'm in the heroin district.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, man. But yeah, it feels like, no. So don't sand the pressure treated. Maybe just blast it with a sprayer, a neutral color, and then, you know, when they do it again.
And then just get a couple of 5-gallon buckets, and then keep the roller in the bucket, because you're going to be addressing it all the time. You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking, but oil-based,
no,
latex?
No, latex.
No, just water.
Go with something, water, latex, nothing oil.
Now they make the paint and primer products in one. Just do that, man. It works great.
You don't want to deal with oil either. And I mean, it's legal where you are, not here. You can get oil in courts here. That's what you got
to
do.
What do I have to do to it before painting it? It's been out there just bare wood for 3 or 4 years.
It's not bare wood. It's treated.
Yeah, it's totally fine to just go right. If I were you, I would maybe, if there's a lot of leaves or dirt on the area, maybe pressure wash it or hose it first, let it dry thoroughly for a couple of days, and then just go back in and paint with a primer paint
combo. Or just knock it down with like a wire brush, but wear a respirator.
Yeah.
Because that stuff's not good. Bill, you're totally covered. And then make friends with the kids, obviously,
yeah,
whoever's tagging you, and go like, hey, bro, come on. You know, at least have a request of what you want them to tag.
Yeah.
You know.
I choose violence.
No, don't do that.
That's one of the little bastards.
No.
How about a water cannon? Just do that.
Yeah. Hey, do you got a camera back there?
I'm working on that, too. Actually, that was my last call to you guys to figure out how to drill holes through my house because I'm in the middle of also installing a hardwired camera system.
Dude, but you know, and you know what else? If you get a camera and you get pictures of them, post the pictures on the garage. Go, have you seen this kid?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And then just
you
put,
know,
just
then
tag,
you'll be shamed.
Tag right below the picture with an arrow that says fucker and then put an arrow up to his picture.
And then say $200 reward for his name, that kind of stuff. And guess what? He ain't coming back. Maybe. Hey, Bill, good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
He's
appreciate
doomed.
It.
He's doomed.
See you, Billy.
Yeah. Bye now. We're going, Justin.
Yeah, we are.
Justin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
No worries.
Justin, you got a great voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty good, man. I should be in radio, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah, you
so should.
So should
I. Okay.
So I got a question. I got a new home, and I have a fireplace inside, and it has like this old, like, it looks like they put cement blocks on and painted it with some stupid texture. I want to take that off, and I want to put like old, like, kind of seasoned red brick on it. But I'm kind of handy, but this is something I don't know. So I guess I'm wondering, how hard is it to demo it? Can I screw anything up if I bust that cement block off that's in front? And then how hard is it to put brick up, too, as far as...
Wait, is the cement
brick?
Block is it, true? I mean, is it part of the fireplace?
So I chipped in behind between the drywall and the brick, and it doesn't look like it.
Cause, so it's a facade.
The fireplace is just the regular red brick, and this is like, yeah, facade in the front. It looks like they just put up this cement brick for decoration.
And what are they, like 8x8s? Are they... What do they look...
I measured them. They're 12 inch long by, like, I don't know, a couple inches high.
Are they staggered, or are they, you know, a brick pattern, or are they just straight up and down? What year was your house built?
1971.
Okay. And so,
and then the bricks, they're all landscaped as far as the way they go up, so the long, you know, landscape long the whole way. There's nothing, no real design to it.
Now, what's it textured with? Like a stucco?
I don't know because it, like, from the side when I chipped away at it, it looks like it's cement blocks, and it looks like they just sprayed some shit on it and then painted it to give it some weird type of look. I have no clue what's on it. And then they painted the whole thing. I forgot if I said that. So all that cement block is just painted white.
Can you veneer over that? Would that give you a look that you want, or is it gonna, you know, does it project out too far where you can't go over it?
So it projects out kind of far, and then that texture is really uneven. So if I were to put something over it, I have to make sure everything's kind of level, and I'm wondering if that might be.
Yeah, but when you throw a straight edge on it, what is it looking like? What's the gap in between everything? Like a quarter inch?
About.
Yeah, then you can just thin set whatever you want to it. You know what I'm saying? So if you butter the back of a veneer brick, you'll be fine. It's not protruding enough to, you know, inhibit that. That makes sense.
So it's going to be one of those things where you're going to have to start at the bottom and stack from the bottom up. So you got to have spacers, and then you got to, you know, make sure that you're mixing thin set really thick, like goopy peanut butter, so that when you have to fur bricks out, you know, because you're not going to be level and flat to the existing fireplace, you're basically building a freestanding wall with spacers between each and every brick, and then back buttering the hell out of the tile behind it, and then just using a straight edge to kind of make sure you're going up straight. So if that feels too much, that's overwhelming for you, maybe you want to hire it out. But it's not rocket science. Is just you got to get the hang of it, and you can't push bricks in too far or have them come out too far, you know, out.
And if you have different reveals, like this is boxed out, the flat part, throw the back of it up first, the flat part of it, and then get your corners, and then, you know,
yeah, don't try brick. Don't try and put the cuts in as you go. Put all the solid pieces in if you can.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then put
then
your cuts
back.
In. But before you get done for the day, scrape out the thin set where the new bricks that you've cut the next day are going to have to go in. Otherwise, you're in
a
for hell. Yeah,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense too.
You don't want to sit there and chip it out with a chisel and everything else. And
And don't be in a rush to make it happen fast. To, you know, to raise points, stack it up, make it nice, get it clean and ready to go the next day.
But, you got to figure out your pattern before you even do it. You got to figure out if it's going to work.
Two other questions to that. So.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
If, So why are you opposed to ripping that cement brick out? And then two, what would if I can't handle this, what would be like a ballpark estimate, you think, for to get
first of all, what's behind it, you don't know. And I don't think, and it might be attached with, you know, some corrugated ties. It might be structural. I'm not sure. It'd be better if you sent some pictures.
Yeah, you could also whack a hole in it in one small area because you're going to veneer it anyway, so that you would do investigation first and then see what your choice is. You know what I mean? When in doubt, whack a hole in something.
Yeah, and Justin, if you do send us some pictures, please do, because then we'll know what it is and we can guide you more so efficiently.
Yeah, send us a photo of that first before you proceed.
Can you do that?
Yeah, cool, I'll do that.
All right, man.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll be over there today, so I'll send you guys a picture. I'll tweet it or something. And then what do you think, like, a cost for something like that is? Because I was thinking, like,
to hire it out, probably like $2,300.
What do you? How come you're saying that?
Because I just did. I just did it.
I just hired
a guy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wait, dude, I was supposed to do that.
No, you got fired.
I already got fired? Did you really?
No, you didn't get fired. You just didn't get hired because I knew it was going to take a minute.
I know.
No worries. Right.
Wow. Find out over the air that you've been nixed from doing something for Stromer. Wow. There you go, Justin.
$2,300.
All right, guys.
What kind of brick is he using?
I don't know yet.
Are you picking it out?
I'm not going to get into
this. Is it wire cut or is it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Dick. Really, Stromer? Go ahead, handle the rest of this shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, cats. Okay, go ahead.
Nothing. I'm perplexed right now.
No, don't be perplexed.
Come on. I am. Nathan, Atlanta.
Hey, how you doing?
Eric will hire you. What do you need?
I don't know if Eric wants to hire me for anything, although I did have a deer run into my car once as well when I was driving down the road.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
Doing that.
The tip of his snout ran into me.
I took out the whole passenger side of my passenger side of my Explorer, just blew it right up, and pretty scary time.
Not fun. I gotta say, I did. I hit a dog once. I did. It was late at night.
Jesus.
I know, and I clipped a little doggy. He was actually a very old doggy, and I got out of the car. And I laid out my extension cords as a visual, you know. I called up the whatever shelter and all that kind of stuff. I stayed there for 3 hours with this dog. Made sure it got to the hospital. Got the tracking number and everything like that of the dog. Called the next day. The dog, they had to put down the dog. The dog was very old, wasn't going to make it. So they put down the dog. I started crying at the job site, right? I'm crying at the job site about the dog. I have a bunch of Central American dudes working for me. And they're going like, hey, what happened? What's going on with you? I go, I killed the dog last night. You know, I killed him with my car. Da, 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 da. And they start laughing, go, we kill people. That's what they were laughing at me.
Come on.
That was their comeback, too. We kill people. This is, you know, El Salvadoran dudes, all that kind of stuff. Revolutions. Yeah. That's what they grew up with.
Right.
And they're laughing at me about the dog.
Right.
And then tell me they kill people. And so then, anyway, perspective.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah. I guess it puts in perspective the debt question I'm getting ready to ask you. But
we're not going to talk about dead animals anymore? Yeah, wait, everybody's covered on that?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, I got another one. I'm kidding.
For you guys, so let's keep it back to construction, right?
Yeah.
No, I moved into a house here in Atlanta, got a screened-in porch. It's a 12 by 16 screened-in porch. And
I love that kind
of the right of it, if you're looking at the back of the house, to the right of it is essentially where my garage is. But I want to basically extend an open deck off of the screened-in porch. So we've kind of got the indoor part and then the open deck. Feels like it's a pretty simple job. Had a guy come out here, you know, it's going to run $10,000-$11,000 to do it, with just material cost being about $4,000 of that cost. So I kind of wanted to get an idea of what skill level I need to be at, or any tips or tricks you had in order for me to do this myself. I've watched a crap ton of YouTube videos, talked to my dad and my grandfather, both do a lot of construction projects. They both told me I was an idiot for not doing it myself, so kind of want to take this project on if I could, and just wanted to get some advice from you guys on what I need to do or how do I need to plan this out.
Well, ledger, you know, get the right height, all that kind of stuff, pier blocks, do all your framing on the bottom first, you know, and where you're going to pick up 16 on center and do 2x8 joists. You can do it. I mean, if you've already, if you've looked at the YouTube videos and everything else, just be confident with it. And your ledger across the back. You're asking us now. Let us talk.
Yep.
And your ledger across the back, make sure it's not hitting the structure. Put the washers behind
And watch out for the vents that you're not, you don't want to cover up vents. You know what I mean? And if you are going over vents, then you can drill a bunch of holes through your, you know, your 2x12 or whatever you're using to get the ventilation to still work without messing up the structure of the
wood. And your outdoor porch now, mimic it. Go underneath there and see how it looks, so it doesn't look like an add-on. It looks like, you know, it was already existing. Mimic what you already have, and then maybe even lace in the boards. You know, so it's like, what's that?
That was the thought, and actually the ledger board is probably the biggest question that I have. Everybody I've talked to said go 2x10 or 2x12 for the ledger board, and I got up underneath the screened-in porch that I have, and it's a 12x16, and the deck that I want to do is going to be a 12x20. The ledger board underneath this screened-in porch is only a 2x8. And I didn't know if that was going to be enough or if I need to beef this thing up a little bit.
How many people are you going to have on this deck, 10x20?
I mean, it's just myself, my wife, my little guy. I can't imagine we'd ever have more than 10 or 15.
Yeah, well, you don't have a teenager with parents out of town and 1,500 people in the backyard, so you better beef it up a little bit.
That's because that's going to happen.
No. No, that's fine. Will it throw off the elevation? I mean,
If you figure out the math, it's not going to throw off the elevation because you can go under it. Then you put the meat underneath it, and you just make sure the top boards match up. You got to do the math of it.
I'm with you.
And also, listen. It helps to have some of the material sitting there physically, so you can physically put it on the ground next to the deck you're about to do, and kind of imagine it with real pieces of wood in the spots that you need them to be, right?
Okay.
And get some stakes and throw some strings up and all, everything else, so you can visualize
and
see what you want.
The string line is going to be a pain in the ass, and it'll move and change, and your kid will walk through it, and the dog will hit it. So be patient with the string line because it changes all the time, right?
You can do that. But, Nathan, I want you to do this. I'm with your dad.
Yeah, I am too.
And with that said, we got to take care of some stuff, Nathan. See ya.
All right. You want to know something? Back for the fourth season. Back, I said. Back for the fourth season with a crazy new twist, this new show on history called Alone. Have you seen it? The rules have changed. 10 survivalists are still dropped into unforgiving wilderness, but now it's 5 competing teams. You got your brothers, you got fathers, you got sons, and you got a married couple. Different kind of survival show. Besides their teammate, they're truly alone. There's no camera crews like traditional shows, like Bear Grylls with 25 people on set. He thinks you think they're out in the wilderness. They're not really there alone. No, they got a crew. They've got their phones or their own cameras. They're filming themselves, right? No gimmicks, no forced challenges. The teams are split, equipped with 5 items each. To win, they must find each other and survive on North Vancouver Island the longest. Guess what you get if you win this thing? Guess how much?
I'm going to guess $500,000.
$500,000 exactly is what it is. $500,000 at stake. New episodes Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on History Channel.
Do you know why I guess $500,000?
Why?
Because I've heard you do this 10 times.
Shut up. No gimmicks, damn it. No gimmicks, I say. Hey, Michigan. We got somebody from Michigan.
No. I wanted to, Eric, we got some unfinished business here,
what?
Bro.
Oh, about my hiring?
About you not hiring me. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yes,
no?
I do. First of all, I did not hire anybody yet. I just had my tile guy come and ask him to bid it. So he hasn't given me the price. I figured it was going to be about that much money. So if you really want to do it.
No. I'm opposed to it. No, you're locked in now, bro.
I see.
But when it's fucked, I mean, when it's messed up.
Yeah.
And you come crawling. I'll have Mario go and fix it. That's all.
Listen,
that's all I can say.
My guy, unfortunately, just lost his brother in the Mexican military in a drug sting.
Seriously?
People came in to a telephone store and assassinated him.
What is going on?
So I felt bad. Like, it was like, okay, let's see if you can do this part too. You know what I mean? So
No. It's all him then. I don't want to get mixed up in anything like that.
Can you imagine that? Like, you're in the military and you're investigating drug trafficking and you become assassinated because you're meddling.
Well, I mean, you know,
terrible.
I think it happens here too.
I know it does.
At some level.
I know.
You know, I mean,
so that was sort of
tough.
Heavy. That was my Friday. You know, hey, Martine, how you doing? It's nice to see you again.
Way to get me off the bed. I get it now. All right, Eric, that's great. Jeez. Hey, Mark, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, what's up, Ray?
Good. I mean, until I got here. Now I'm second-guessing why did I leave the house?
Oi.
I know.
Well, look, I run a nonprofit for training service dogs, and I just bought 8 acres with 2 homes on it. Both homes were built in the 30s. It's kind of cool, but it's a lot of work. So one we're going to renovate as a kennel, but the other is going to be an actual kind of rental home for our caretaker. What should I tackle first? Like, literally, this thing has just been untouched. You know, an old guy lived in it, and he passed, sadly, and his children sold me the property and the homes. What's the first thing we should get straight? Because, I mean, the windows, the floor, the structure, everything needs touching up.
Well, you got to get the foundation, make sure that it's solid and it's going to support
structural.
Anything that you do. So structural first.
Absolutely. Second, clean up.
Right.
It sounds like you got a lot of cleaning up to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, including just taking, like, there's carpet. I mean, just all needs to come out. And I almost feel like I want to get it down to the bones and just start from there. But
I don't know if you have to, but I would definitely start with a dumpster and then get some demo guys out there with you for, you know, $120 a day to come out and literally just throw everything away that you direct them to do. And then if you want to do that where you start from scratch, it's a heck of a lot easier to have a couple of guys, you know, pulling plywood sides or old cages out and throwing them in the dumpster.
Yeah, you're talking 1930s, so you're probably talking asbestos. So respirator, definitely, on everything. Miss stuff down.
Yeah.
You know, be smarter than the building. Sometimes that's hard. There's a lot of bright buildings out there, let me tell you.
It's interesting you have this project because the house I'm working on now has an old dog.
Nobody cares, Eric.
Whatever.
You mean the one with the new brick?
The one with the job that you had and lost.
Okay, I forgive you.
No, but my job has dog kennels in it with cages and, you know, cement floors, which is cool, but they're graded for drainage. Do you have that in this structure?
Yeah, you need
certainly
that.
Not in this structure, but yeah, that's part of the plan for the kennel, including, by the way, putting fire protection, and we're going to put sprinklers and things. I mean, there's things you do for a kennel that you wouldn't do for, you know, a regular structure or a house.
Sure.
That's
fun. One thing that did come up, I would gladly have your advice on it. The home that we're converting to a rental, basically a rental home or a home to be lived in, you can't access the structure. It doesn't have a big enough crawl space underneath. But I know that foundation's got to be bad. Do you go in from the floor then in the center of the home, or how do you get at it to even see it?
Well, you got to cut it up near the wall. Then don't go in the center. And if you say there's no crawl space, you can investigate it from the outside or go inside by the wall, whatever in question. You're going to have to rip it out. Part of
to figure where the load bearing is and go in there.
Well, first you got to get in there at some level to see what's going on. And I've even, I think, Eric, you probably have too, where you send dudes down there and excavate a little bit with 5 gallon buckets so you can make trails.
Yep.
You know, I've done that before for plumbing, which isn't fun. But you got to do it.
Right.
And are you doing any of this yourself, or are you hiring it out?
I'm going to have to hire out, but there's so many projects. I was hoping to get a good kind of CM that was kind of a jack of all trades to help me, you know, compartmentalize what needs to be done and then manage it. I'm not the fix it guy. I'll put some muscle in there, but I don't know how to approach it like you guys.
Yeah.
Then get a general and get like 3 of them. You know, and. Figure it out. Figure out who you get along with. Figure out who you like.
Yeah,
because you're going to be doing a lot of hanging.
Make sure it goes on a gut level, too. You know, it's not all about price. It's about, like, who do I immediately have a rapport with and who do I not
feel
like I trust.
And who can you work with, right.
And who can I – because this is going to be, it sounds like,
a year project.
A year project for you, so you better like this guy.
Yeah.
And a bunch of money. So you got to be prepared for that.
and just have him spell out, you know, the future of what it's going to be, and, you know, keep you in a meeting every week at least with you and your whoever you're with on this project, so that there's always a financial update and, you know, new problems that pop up. You got to be always in communication.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate
you bet.
It.
Thank, thank you, man. Bye now. Hey, Eric, I was that FRP, you know.
Yeah.
So for bathrooms and such, commercial applications. But they have FRP for kennels, which is a like a gal metal on both sides, 3/4 inch.
Yeah.
Right? Gal metal on both sides, and it dumps into a channel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that
pretty
how it
cool
works?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty advanced, man, the engineering for the kennels, right?
Sure.
It really, I couldn't believe it.
These were for, like, horse stalls.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so you see, you go to,
because you got health concerns, and you know, it's got to be able to be
drainage.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, feeding and everything else. Yep. I mean, you got a lot of responsibility.
And then, like, if parvo gets into the mix, the whole thing has to be shut down. And
oh, is that the name of your tile setter, parvo? I'm sorry.
I'll never live this down.
No, I'm on you now. Are you kidding? Everything that, anything, any correspondence between us, I just immediately
forever
pops my
it'll
head.
Be because of your right. hiring and firing.
So, Eric, how did that job go? Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I got, you know what? Hold on, because you know why? Denny's people. Always been where America come for their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, whatever you want, whenever you want, whatever you crave. That's right. Denny's On Demand says, always open philosophy online. Jesus, I can't even read, Eric, or see. You know why? Because I'm thinking about brick. Quick and easy to place a mobile order online, order takeout, or delivery of your favorite menu items all day, every day. So it's like Denny's at your fingertips, people. You don't have to go there. They come to you. And we all have fond memories of Denny's, and we all go to Denny's.
Yeah,
so let's be honest. So, dinner favorites at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com. Click on the order online or download Denny's app. Order everyday menu items, fresh picked flavors, limited time menu, like chopped kale and grilled chicken salad. Who gets that? I'll get that. I'd eat that. Matt, would you eat that? You'd eat 4 of them.
I'd eat pretty much anything from Denny's.
Me too. Hey, we're all in cahoots.
Hey,
so go.
Hey,
do
it. We got to go.
We're out?
No, we got to go to Michigan. Come on. Take Jeff, line one. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Do you have a brick question?
Okay. So, hey, before we begin, out of curiosity, Ray, in high school, what position do you play, man?
What do you mean, curiosity? I played, what do you think? Take a guess.
Linebacker?
Yep.
Yeah, you did.
I played middle linebacker, sometimes outside linebacker, and I played fullback.
Okay, nice.
In high school, if you're good in high school, you play both ways. You know that. You're never off the field. Oh, you wouldn't know. Just kidding.
No, I knew, man.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, man. What's happening?
All right. So my wife and I are renting out a basement apartment. So the walls are kind of a stucco finish, but all along the baseboards, they're starting to bubble up.
What do you mean bubble up? What's bubbling up? The plaster?
I think it's moisture.
It is.
And so it's like every 3 to 4 months, we're down there, we're scraping, we're repainting, we're scraping, we're repainting. I guess reaching out to you guys, do you have any fixes? I mean, I know out in California there's not a bunch of basements, but here in Michigan they're pretty much standard.
But Jeff, the thing that sucks is that the moisture is coming from the other side of the wall that you can never touch, you know, unless you don't own it, right? You're renting it?
Where in Michigan are you?
Kalamazoo.
Yeah, boy. I go to Higgins Lake every summer.
You know what you could do? Yeah. What's a curious fix? You could call Parvo and have him near the wall with brick.
Here's what you do. You got a dehumidifier down there?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And then is there a sump pump in that basement?
No, there's not.
And then do you have ventilation or any kind of windows
air movement
at all?
the ventilation's not great. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So it happens especially when there's high humidity, right?
Yes.
Okay, go get, when next time you peel off whatever bubbles up, get that waterproof paint and paint it with that first. It's okay. Like called Erg or whatever. And it'll show like a okay. little guy with his hand up holding back water like a dam. You know, so paint it with that first, then plaster it, and then hopefully that'll suffice. Or not.
Okay.
You know, or you know what? I got another idea. Ready, Jeff?
Yep.
Move to the first floor.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, maybe. I don't know, man. I would like to live in a basement apartment.
Yeah, I did once.
Where?
Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That must have been cool.
It was great.
Were you in school?
Yeah, I was in school, and I was like, I was living with a girl down there in the basement. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like a song.
I'm living with a girl down in the basement.
Get in the car, honey.
Get in the car. We're going to the basement.
Hey, you want to do Dallas?
Yeah.
Have you ever been? I've never been.
Yeah, I was just there a couple of weeks ago for another basketball tournament.
That's oh,
all
really?
I do is I go all over the country.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
What are you doing in Dallas?
What's up, Ken?
Hey, I got through to the good show.
Huh?
You guys are... This is the friendly show. The Adam and Ray show is got a little bit of an angry tone to it.
Yeah. You think?
I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but this is a way more friendly show.
Oh, good.
And you want to know why? Because I love Eric, and yeah. Eric loves
I love
me.
You, yeah, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks,
together.
Man.
You're,
appreciate
you're
it. Thank you. What do you got going on?
All right, so
if I had a dollar for every one of them, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If I had a dime, what's up, Ken?
So this guy has a rental property that I'm trying to help out with, and the guy he left oil stains on the driveway, and then left. But it's his responsibility to clean it up. So he made a half-assed attempt at cleaning it. And I'm thinking that he just dumped muriatic acid on dry pavement, and so there's like these long orange streaks of, you know, down the driveway. So I'm trying to figure out how
he
I
made
can
it worse, didn't he?
Oh yeah, it looks terrible.
So now it's like a big shiner on your block.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I tried to. It was a perfect storm the other day. It was kind of just raining a little bit. I can't, when it's 90 degrees
hey,
Ken, out
you
in Dallas,
have a sister?
I can't, yes.
You're the guy, you tried to set me up with your sister before, right?
No, I did not.
Are you lying? Because I'll hang up on you now.
No, my sister is married. I haven't tried to set you up.
Okay, I'm about to have a damn heart attack.
Okay, we thought it was a different
guy. It's a different guy from Dallas.
Yeah, okay.
So it was kind of raining. I could, because it's 90 degrees in Dallas, I can't keep that pavement wet enough to try to do anything with it, you know, with a hose and by myself and with a hose.
No.
So
you
it was
need
raining.
You need a pressure washer.
Well, I did that.
But you're not putting on the right chemical. There's a lot of different stuff out there where you let it sit.
Okay, that's why I knew you would know what to do.
No, I'm not going to tell you. No. I am.
Oh.
You let it sit, and there's some that you cover, right? And by the way, you know what a weird thing that works kind of, but you got to keep doing it? Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I heard that. Grease. I heard that.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does something, but you need the pressure washer, and you need the right chemicals. There's a lot of ones that are like a powder, and they leach it out. So it sounds like you got a big job.
Yeah.
And it also sounds like you got to, you know, back charge this guy or he doesn't get his deposit back.
Also, to keep it wet, like Ray said, you know, put your chemical down with your water on the driveway and then put a big piece of Visqueen plastic over the whole driveway with some bricks on it to hold it from wind. That'll keep it moist a little bit longer.
And try and get something that's biodegradable or that's not that bad for the environment because you're going to be like sending it down the street.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The drain's right there, so I mean,
or
it's
you
got to
dry
right
clean it first.
Drain.
Hey, Ken, everything like every job, dry first. Always cleaning when you're cleaning anything, mortar, cement, whatever. Last thing you do is hit it with water. You do everything dry first. So whatever
so
you
what
can do.
What chemical do you say? What product would you start with then?
I've had this problem. It's actually up on Sunset Doheny. I've had this problem with one of my clients, their driveway, because the effing pool man would leak oil there.
Ah!
And then I caught him. I caught him and I go, dude, I go, are you out of your mind?
No, I hate that.
I go, this is an $8 million house, and here you go, you're cleaning the pool, and look what you did to their concrete.
Right.
I go, seriously? Sorry.
What'd you do?
Oh!
Sorry.
I got the chemical. No, I cleaned it.
Do you remember what the name
was? No, it's got a blue label with like a red line around the label with in a white bucket.
Is it like phosphoric acid?
It's a bunch of different
stuff. Yeah,
but there's a lot out there. You can do this. No joke.
All right.
You sure you're not the same
Ken? Home Depot will have that stuff?
No, I'd go to an auto, like, you know, O'Reilly or some kind of auto parts store. Try that.
And
ask them what the mechanics use to clean up those garage floors. And I think, you know, there's a million products out there. Unfortunately, Ray and I just can't figure out what the heck it is today.
I barely got here today.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Ken, I've had a rough day.
He got hired and
fired all in one.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing today? What else are you doing? What else are you
I'm
doing?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on.
Hell no. I'm not telling you what I'm doing.
Come on. It's fine.
I know.
I don't like working.
Ebony,
I mean, I do.
Ivory. What do you mean, Zabada?
All right. Hey, Matt, that's it? We good?
Well, that's it.
No video, no nothing?
Nope.
Kalen, thank you for your help.
Thank you for a great show, always.
Thank you for your undying love and respect.
And with that said, hey, thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click on the PayPal button to subscribe. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. Also, you know what? Go through our Amazon link, right?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay,
rate
do that.
5 stars on the iTunes for sure.
Follow Eric on Eric Stromer, at Eric Stromer on the Twitter. And what is your other thing?
EricStromer.com.
That's
the one.
Follow me. Rate us, 5 stars, like you said. Email your video questions. Thank you, people, very much.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.